Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Ayin Hey. Yuma Ayin Hey. In Meseches Yuma, we are on Ayin Dal and Amud Beis. And the next two daf in Meseches Yuma are the two dafim in Shas that discuss the Mun. 2 days about the Mun, here, tucked away in Meseches Yuma. The Rabbi Tzadok has a beautiful Hara where he mentions that why is the Mun in Yuma? Why is Kabbalah Satorah in Meseches Shabbos? And why is the Churban HaBayis in Meseches Gittin? So he says each one is not haphazard. It is specifically put there. The Churban HaBayis was a divorce between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's why it's in Meseches Gittin. Torah is our connection and Eino Domeh, learning on Shabbos. That is the way that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Koach HaTorah is in Shabbos, and that's why it is there. Yoma is a day that we don't eat physical food. We only eat spiritual food. We're in shul all day, and that is a bechina of the Mun. And that is why, on a deeper level, what the Mun is doing right here in Meseches Yuma. On the more pashtus level, how do we get to the Mun here? Because we're talking about the definition of Inui. And what does it mean to be afflicted? Does it mean afflicted from food? Does it mean afflicted from Tashmish Shamita? That was the last discussion that we had on yesterday's daf. So the maskana was that it's from food. And one of the sources brought by the Gemara was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested us by not giving us the Mun, right? That is the segue into today's discussion. Good, so we go now. So that's a thought that you could use in three different mesechtas. So that's a very useful Rabbi Tzadok. Good. Says the Gemara, Hama'achilcha, about 7 lines up from the bottom, Hama'achilcha mon ba'midbar, that fed you mon in the desert, loman anoscha, in order to afflict you. So what does that mean? That the mon was given to us. Wasn't the mon given to us not to afflict us? What do you mean the mon was given to us to afflict us? Rabbi Ami Vervasi. So we're going to have a number of psukim on today's daf relating to where Rav Ami and Vervasi interpret differently. Chad Amar, why is it affliction? Eino dome mishiyish lo pas besalo lo mishein lo pas besalo. Eino dome is someone who has bread in his basket to someone who doesn't have bread in his basket. We had this earlier also in the Masechta. What does that mean here? Hashem, as we'll learn tomorrow, did not give us enough mun for a week, a month, or even a year. He gave us enough mun for a day. Every night we went to sleep not knowing 100% if the mun's going to fall tomorrow. Even if it fell today and yesterday and the day before, who says it's going to fall? So that's a little worrisome. And that's the Lamana Noscha, so that we always keep focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Rashi quotes, V'doeg alamachar. We're always worried about tomorrow. Who knows? The Chad Amar and the other opinion says, no, why is it affliction? Eino dome misha roeva ochel, lemisha eino roeva ochel. If somebody sees what they eat, oh, that's satiating, that's enjoyable. But the mun wasn't visible. Says Rashi on the bottom, Achilas Haman Toim Tam Kol Aminim Ve'eino Roe Alamon. As we're about to see B'ez Hashem on the next daf, we'll see the Mun tasted like whatever you wanted. That's a Gemara. It's not just a Medrash or something that is told to us when we are younger. That's in the Gemara. The Mun can taste like whatever you want, and we'll talk about some amazing ideas B'ez Hashem in a couple of minutes. But it didn't look like the food. I wanted it to taste like chicken. Didn't look like chicken. It looked like the mun. Kizera gadu, as the Torah describes it. So if the visual is not there, so that is removes some of the enjoyment of the and the nourishment of the mun. Amar Rav Yosef mikan remez losumin shoklem ein svein. Rav Yosef says, and this is the hint to the idea that blind people can eat, but they never get fully satiated because they can't see what they are eating. Interestingly, that who's talking here? Rav Yosef, who himself was blind. Rav Yosef was the one that's saying it based on personal experience. Amar Abaya Hilka man de isle sudasa. Therefore, one who has a suda, who's able to eat, lo lech la l'bimama, should only eat during the day, or as we'll see later, or where it's light. Shouldn't eat in the dark. Ma'amar abzir ma'ikra, why tov ma'ra enayim mehaloch nafesh. Better is the seeing of the eyes, mehaloch nafesh, from the soul going. That's a remez, that's the visual is so so crucial in the eating process. Good. Amar eish lakish. Similar chazal, tov mare einayim beisha yoser migufa shalmaisa. Worse, if it says better, but even stronger, a stronger problem is seeing a problematic part, a problematic iser arayos picture, than the gufo shel maisa, then the maisa be itself in a certain sense. Obviously, you're not going to be chayav misa for the mara inayim. You're not going to be chayav misa for the maisa bia. But in a sense, the mara inayim is more pleasurable than even the gufo maisa itself, and therefore it's us. So shenemar to mara inayim me haloch nafesh. Similar to what we had earlier, daf chavtes hira avera kashin me avera. Right, even more than the act itself, it's the thinking about it, it's the looking at it, it's the preparing for it. Remember, we quoted the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim back then that discusses, because there, why is here even worse? Because there you're using something uniquely human, and you're using that for an animalistic tendency. So that's why it's even worse in a certain sense. So here too, the visual, which means also the focusing and the letting it affect me, going through my eyes, so that is even worse in a sense than Aveira. There is an important Rambam in Hilchas Shuva, where the Rambam discusses in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, in Hilchas Shuva, the Rambam there, in that Perek, the fourth Perek of Hilchas Shuva, is the Rambam's list of the 24 Dvarim HaMa'akvin Es HaTshuva. The 24 items that prevent me from doing tshuva. 24 things that I have to try to keep wary of, because these 24 things prevent me from doing tshuva. Arba mehen avon gadol. Four of them are great sins. V'ha'osa echad me'arba atan. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik biyado lasos tshuva l'figodel cheto. Four of them are so bad that the point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow you to do tshuva because you did so bad. Maybe that was paro. Right, and other items. Machtias Arabim and Mata Chaver Biderach Tol Derach Ra, any type of negative influence onto others. If you see your child doing something wrong and you don't care, and Haomer Echtev Va'ashuv. I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva. I just gotta do this Aveira. I'll do tshuva tomorrow. Right, so those four people, says the Rambam, those are, because Rambam doesn't allow them to do tshuva. And then the Rambam quotes five others. Umeir Chamisha Dvarim Heim Nolan Darkei Atshuva. And he quotes Parish Menat Zibur, and Malakis HaMitzvos. He quotes five others. And then he quotes Umeir Chamisha Dvarim Ha'ose Osen E'ef Shalo Shashav Tshuva Gemura. Five other ones that it's impossible to do Tshuva Gemura because they are such widespread Averos, there's no way. What if you split up money with a Ganav? What if you find an Aved and you're not Machris? So it's impossible to do Tshuva here because how do you pay back? And he gives the whole list. And then he quotes Umehen, Chamisha Ha'osa Osan, Ein Cheskaso Lashuv Mehem. The five following activities, Mistama, the person's not going to do tshuva. Ein Cheskaso Lashuv Mehem. There's a track record that people don't do tshuva from these averas. Why? Lefishein Dvarim Kalim, Be'enei Rofa Adam. They're not so, bad. They're Dvarim Kalim in the eyes of people. V'nimsa Chotei, V'hu Yedame She'ein Zechet. People don't think it's wrong. Ve'eluhein, what are these? So he lists off. Ha'okel misu'uda she'ena maspekas l'ba'aleha. You eat with somebody who you know doesn't have enough for themselves and you're eating there. So you're eating some of his. That's avak gezel. People don't think they're doing anything wrong. Va'mishtamish ba'voto shalani. You lend the nani money and he gives you a collateral and you use it. You don't worry about giving it back. I mean, I'm not focusing on other people's needs. Number three. Ha'mistakel ba'arayos. That's this one. Mistakel barayos. Ma'ale al daito she'im bekak klum. What am I doing? Shehu omer v'chi ba'alti. Okay, rafti. I just looked. What's the problem? I just saw something. Is that so bad? V'hu eni odeya she'ri'yas einayim. This is Ram I'm talking. She'ri'yas einayim avon gadol. She'hi goremes l'gufan shel arayos. She'ne'emar v'los asuru achre l'vavchem. But that itself is an usur included in Losikra Vulagalos Erefim. The Rambam says we don't realize this. Every visual picture that a person sees, whether it's Rachmana Litzlan in an inappropriate setting, whether it's and it's so easy Rachmana Litzlan today. You don't have to go anywhere, right? It comes into the house with one click. So one has to be so careful in terms of Mistakel Barayos and realize how pernicious it is as it goes into our neshama. One other related point, the Ben Yoyada says, let me emphasize graphically how it is that the koach of Re'ias Einayim, I know this from Yaakov Avinu. I know this from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu takes his sheep and he makes the deal of the century in favor of Lavan. You take the speckled and the spotted and I'll get all the ones that don't have any of those, and the parents of the animals, they're not like what Yaakov has promised. So how does he create offspring that look like what he needs. So obviously it was Bederech Neis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him out. But what does he do? The Gemara, the Psukim say that he took bark from trees, that he peeled it off, and he made spotted and speckled, and he had the sheep. Look at them! Look at them! What does that do? Re'ias Inayim says the Medrash, the Ben Yoyada says, Melech Arvim Shachor Ve'ishto Shchora. There was a couple that were both of the colored persuasion. Yaldalo Ben Yafeh. And they had a child who was not of the colored persuasion. Amar Rabbi Akiva. The king goes to the Rabbi Akiva and says, Vadei zeh mamzer, v'tzarech ani laharga. I'm going to kill my wife. So what's going on here? How would we have this child? Right? They knew it's got to either come from the mother or the father. And, you know, if you have two colored parents, two black parents, then the child's not going to be white. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Yesh lecha lefnei mitascha tzuros b'nei adam yafim. Do you have pictures of white people in your bedroom? Amar lo hein. He says, Amar lei, im kein bincha huzeh. Ishtecha nistakla b'shas tashmishcha ima ba'osam tzuros hayafos upal ba'koach ha'machshava sheholida ben yafek kamosam. He says, visual, even at that time, has tremendous effects. Tzeyu l'mad, right? Chazal talk about in other Gemaras, the machshavas that one has, b'shas a husband and wife being together. But visual, Tzeyu l'mad min maklos shel Yaakov avinu olav ha'shalom, sha'asa litzon k'dei sheyeldu k'fi mara ha'maklos. Nimsa, here's the last line, koach istaklus o'inayim, pa'va asapri, yoser mikoach ha'maisa atzma. Says the Ben Yoyada, we realize the koach of the power of Re'iyah. The power of Re'iyah. Right, it goes out for Havana, right, we're many visual learners out there, we need to see something, right, we can't just understand it, but that's the power of Re'iyah, and that's Reish Lakish. Tov ma'reinayim be'isha yoser miguf ha'maisa. Okay, weiter, last line. Ki yitin bekos eino yishalech b'mei sharim. A person puts his eyes on his kos. He will go b'mei sharim. He will go straight and flat. What does that mean? Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. So we have all these psukim here, where Rav Ami and Rav Asi have different interpretations. That's why it's here. Chad Amar, one person says, if you look at your kos, you'll go straight. What does that mean? Kol anosein eino bekoso. If somebody is always focusing on his kos, means he always gets drunk. He likes getting drunk. That's his eyes are always focused on that. Arayos, kulan domos olav kameshar. Arayos are seen to him like a meshar, like a flat plane. Meaning it's easy for him. Somebody's always drunk. They can't control themselves. And they don't have proper judgment. And therefore it can lead to problems. V'chad amar, kol anosein eino bekoso, kol ha'olam kulo domo olav kameshar. Not just Arayos, but kol ha'olam kulo. The whole world is like open to him, meaning he'll steal people's money and he won't care about other things in life. Right? That is, somebody wants to ask me, what's the isser in the Torah of getting drunk for no reason? So you can have a whole list. Chilul Hashem, there's an isser of acting like a ben sorer or more, right? Kedoshim Tiyu, these chazals right here, there's many ideas that can be mentioned. Period. Da'aga b'lev ish yashchena, worry in the heart of a man, yashchena. So yashchena, what does that mean? It could mean he should be bent down from the word ishtachavaya, but here the yashchena, the Gemara Darshan's from the word sicha, from the word telling it over, conversation. Rabbi Ami Verbasi, chad amar yashchena midaito. What is yashchena midaito? You yourself should try to talk it out, and, you know, help yourself in that way. Just talk it out. Get other people involved. What does that mean? 2 days. You see on the side, it quotes here, Pirish, Kadeshi Yevakshu Alav Rachamim. Talk to others so that they'll ask for Rachmanis for you. They'll daven for you. Right? Last week's Parsha, the Ramban quotes, that's the original, the earliest source that we have, to go to a holy person in order to daven for them. Right, what is the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisroel? They all come to me all day. They all come to me all day, asking the Dvar Hashem. So the Ramban there quotes, when people were sick, they used to come to Moshe to daven for them. Right, that's it. That's the rule. So here, yes, you have tzaris. Talk to somebody else to daven for you. Rashi quotes a different pshat. Rashi quotes that maybe they'll give you good advice. Shema Yasihu Eitza. They'll give you advice. That's always a good thing. Right, if somebody is having tzaris, to talk about it with others, to share it. Klal Yisroel is one big family. And we need to support each other. Good. Nachash afar lachmo. Another pasuk that they discuss. The nachash eats dirt, meaning the dirt is his bread. Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi. Chad amar afilu ochel kol ma'adanei olam toim bohem tam afar. Even if the nachash eats the most delicious delicacies of the world, it all tastes like dirt to him. All tastes like dirt. V'chad amar, afilu ochel kol madani olam, ein datum yushevas alav, anche yochal afar. The other says that no, even if he eats all the delicacies, he keeps wishing for, you know, the dirt that he is used to. You get the most fancy delicacies. Person likes what they're used to. Right? That's the go to a fancy restaurant. Sometimes they make it a certain way. You just want to be home and have what you're used to. Right? Doesn't matter if it's if other people won't call it fancy. Says the Drasha Saran, there's really no machlokas here. In Drush Aleph, the Ran says that shnei ma'amarim amitiyim v'tiviyim. Both of these are true and natural. Lefi shekivat shehanachash karov l'teva ha'afar, because the nachash is connected to the nature of the dirt, so he doesn't have yishev adas unless he eats dirt. But it's the same thing. If I have certain taste buds that are always being used, so that's what certain things also taste for me. Roish afilu yochol kol madani olam yitam tam afar v'chein yekre lo ba'alei ha'mizagim ha'ra'im. Right, and you find that in nature, says the Ran. So that's the Ran Nachash. The Nachash eats everything, but it all tastes like dirt, and he always wants dirt. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bo Re'ei. We're going to get back to the Mon. We started with the Mon. We're just getting a little off track, because we have Rav Ami and Rav Asi Machlokos, and then we're going to get back to the Mon. Shabo Re'ei, Shlok, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basar V'Adam. A human king is not like Hashem. Midas Basar V'Adam. Makridas HaShadero, Yoredim Olechayav. A human king, if he wants to punish someone, if he wants to take it to somebody, then he goes to all the way to the end. He goes down to his life. He'll take away his parnasa. He'll make it terrible for him. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. In every klala and onus that Hashem gives, there's a silver lining. Kilel es hanachash ole legag mizonos avimo yorin lamata mizonos avimo. He cursed the nachash. He should eat dirt, right? Offer tochal kol yemechayecha, wherever he is, he has what to eat. That's not so bad. Not so bad. He goes up to the roof and he goes down to the bottom. He always has his dirt. Kilel es kenaan ochel masharobo ochel v'shoza masharabo shoseh. When he, through Noach, actually Noach cursed Canaan, but Hashem had siyata d'shmaya with it, when he cursed Canaan, so you're an Eved avadim yelachav, but we know the halachas of avadim, it's not so bad, and the Eved, only one pillow in the house, the Eved gets the pillow, right, the Gemara says elsewhere, that kol hakona Eved la'atzmo, kakona rabba la'adon la'atzmo, right, you buy an Eved, you're really buying a master, there are responsibilities and privileges. Kila sa'isha, he cursed the woman, right, she has to zasa the pain in childbirth, Etzev, right, Bitsara Gidobanim, Hakol Rasanachareha, yet everyone is men run after women. Right, not vice versa. Men are always running after women. Even the woman is the cursed one in this context. Kila so Adama, Hakol Nizonin Amana. Hashem cursed the earth that we're gonna have to work the earth now and bring it out ourselves, and yet we all need the earth. This is all related. Says the Marsha on this Gemara, why is it that the Nachash got Afar? Says the Maharsha. Right here on, let me just find it here. The fact that dirt is what he received is because, actually it's in the thing, it's the Ben Yehoyada. So Ben Yehoyada again says, why the Nachash? Yeah, I'm sorry. He says, Kedei sheimashech lo tova min haklala, v'hainu, tohaya efshel akalo sheimachalo dam. You could have cursed the Nachash, you'll eat blood for the rest of your life, and that'll be hard to find, and it'll be difficult. So it says, and that would also be Mida Kenegan Mida. He spilled the blood of the world, he brought death to the world, so too he's going to eat blood. But then his mazon wanted to be Matsui b'chomakom, and that's why he gave up for Mida Kenegan Mida. He caused Adam to return to the dust, so that's why he gets dust, but that is a more common resource, and that is why you see the bracha even in the klal. It's very famous, Rav Bunim Miparshischa. We'll make it famous right now. Rav Bunim says, so if it was such a bracha, so why is that such a klala? In the klala, you have the bracha, because you always have your dirt with you. So what was so bad about it? He always has what he needs. So as Rav Bunim knows, the most terrible klala in the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, human beings, animals even, they have needs. They have tzrachim, they don't always have what they need, they have to find their food, they have to find what they're going to live off of, so they have to daven for me. They have to have a connection to me. And that's why, you know, they're with me, they're in my presence forever. Nachash Take what you need and get out of my life forever. I don't want to have a relationship with you. That's the ultimate klal in the world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has no connection to the Nachash, because the Nachash always has what he needs. And the mashal given, that it's much more painful for a child to be ignored by a parent than to be screamed at by a parent. Because at least being screamed at and berated, the connection is there, the relationship is there. But if a child is ignored, the child's screaming, listen to me, answer me, stop ignoring me. They can't deal with it. Why? Because then the relationship is cut. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the Nachash. Nachash, I'm not interested in a relationship with you. Okay, now we're back to the Mon. Back to the Mon, where Bnei Yisrael complain. Last skinny line. Zacharnu as a dog, asher nochal b'Mitzrayim chinam. We remember the Daga that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. What's the Daga? Rashi quotes this in Parshas Baloscha, Rav Shmuel. What were they remembering? Chad Amar Dagim. One says the dog and the fish. Remember the fish that we used to eat. Chad Amar Arayos. And some say, no. Daga here is a reference to Arayos. Meaning they just got, it was post-Matan Torah now, and now they are realizing that they can't marry everybody they used to want to marry. So that's what they were complaining about. Man Amar Dagim Dechsev Nochal. One says Dagim because it says Nochal that we ate. The other one that says, Chinam, Arayos, why? What, they got fish for free? They didn't get straw, let alone fish. So it says, Chinam, so it must be something else that they didn't have to pay for, and that is Arayos. Ulaman da'amar, I'm going to talk about this machlokas for a couple of lines. Ulaman da'amar, Arayos, haksev nochal. I, according to the one that says Arayos, why does he use the lashon of, we remember what we ate? Lishna ma'al yonokat. It uses a more refined lashon, even though that's what it's referring to. It doesn't want to say beferish. Dechsev, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, achlo machta piya, a woman has an illicit relationship. Literally, she eats and then she wipes her mouth as if to try to cover it up. V'yamra lo pa'al the oven. What did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. So that is a mashal given for a an illicit relationship. Ulaman d'amar dog in my chinam. I, according to the one who says fish, what's fit? What's free? They got it for free. Tavi mice in lum hefkera. Yeah, they did. They got fish from hefker. D'amar mark shal Yisrael shovin mayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mazvulam tocha mayim dogim ketanim. Bekadeim Hashem gave them fish, and now they're complaining about it. Hashem did that because they have nothing else to eat. But Hashem gave them the little fish in their kadim when they went to get water. Bishlam ulaman d'amar dogim. Fine, I understand. Also, the one who said dagim, that doesn't violate and go against any other chazal that we have. Aval arayos, lo prisi behu. But arayos, is that one of the four areas where Bnei Yisrael, right, were okay? Lo shinu shmam, lo shinu lashonam, that's not here. But I'm just adding that in, right? They were tznias ba'arayos. The hainu tachsiv gan na'ul achosi chala. Right, a closed garden is Am Yisrael, Achosi Chala. And the pasuk continues, Ganu O Mayan Chasum. They were closed up, so what do you mean they were parents by Arayos? So, that's a problem. Elamand Amar, Arayos my Mayan Chasum, May Hanach Da Asirin Lo Pritzi Behu. It means, when they said they were closed up, it means those areas that were usher to them even then, for Sheva Mitzvos Ve'Noach, so that's what they weren't parents in. But for now, they're complaining about what was added on. That's why they're complaining. Keep in mind, in terms of items that used to be mutter and that became aser, it's a fascinating Gemara in Psachim that we've quoted in the past. Psachim Kuf Yud Tesem Beis, where the Gemara talks about the Seuda in the future. The Seuda in the future that Am Yisrael are all going to be at after Mashiach comes. Who's going to bench at that Seuda? Who's going to be the Mezameh? There are many Chashem guests that are going to be there, right, including all the biblical figures. So who's going to bench, right, even greater than the Rambam and Rabbi Akiva? Right, we have biblical. So first, the kohen is going to be offered to Avram Avinu. Avram is going to say, "Sorry, I had a Yishmael. Right, I can't bench. That's a stain on my record." Yitzchak, sorry, I had a Esav. Yaakov, sorry, I married two sisters when they were both alive. Something that the Torah was later going to aser. So even though it was mutter for him, but because it came later, it's amazing. That's a stain on his record. And the mark continues. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua, I didn't have a son. David, okay, I'll bench. Fascinatingly, David HaMelech did not live the most perfect life. And yet he's the one. He's the one that benches, Kos Yeshuas Esa, Uvashem Hashem Ekra. That's how the Gemara ends. Good. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Olam Adam Arayos. Back to the Machlokes. Fine. Arayos, Hainu Dechsev, Vayishma Moshe Esam, Bochal Mishpachosa. The Pasuk says, there in Bahaloscha, Moshe hears them crying according to their families. Al iske mishpachosa. They're crying because of something related to their families. Shnei asru lahem l'shchav etzlam. They can't be with people who they earlier were able to with. Meaning Arias was asert. El alamanta amar dogim my bochel mishpachosav. But fish, what does it mean mishpachosav? Hava ha havi. They really were crying about both. You're right. The one who says dogim also says Arias. Period. Unbelievable question by the Gur Aryeh. Gur Aryeh, there in Bahaloscha. It's also asked by the Maris Chayes here, but the Gur Aryeh was first. Why were they only complaining about this at Bahaloscha? Why didn't they complain about it right after Maimon Har Sinai? Right, they were still in awe, they were in shock, they didn't realize. So the Maris Chayes says here, Toshit! Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them until now. But Moshe Rabbeinu told them every single halacha, that's a machlokas rishonim. But this fits in nicely, says the Gur Aryeh, according to the pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not tell them every single halacha right away. Over the course of 40 years, and many halachas were said only in Arvas Malav, right? Mitzvahs that didn't need to be said in the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Maris Chayes, that's what's going on here. Lo Namra, he says, look in the Ramban in his Akdama to Dvarim. He quotes that, he discusses this, and then he says, Lo Namra li Yisrael, Rak Zeh, Achar Zeh, Meshach, Arbam, Shana Bamidbar. Right, that's why. And then he says, look in the Mizrahi in Baloscha. That's the Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh discusses. Why are they only complaining about it here? Says the Gur Aryeh, says the Maharal, right there in Baloscha. Vitema, Ech Bachu Atol Arayo, Shinesu Lem Kvar, Uman Yanolakan. Says the Gur Aryeh, Vyesh Latari Salokashamidi. The Achshav Bachu Al Kol Hataivos Hagufanios Shefrishim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'amru Zachanu Az Hadaga. What does that mean? They started complaining. It's so human nature. We complain about one thing, and all of a sudden, we remember the 14 other things that bother us. Right? There are 14 things that don't bother us so much, but all of a sudden, we complain about it. Did anybody, two people, ever get into an argument and about something silly? But what's that? And you remember what you did to me 2 weeks ago? You know, I was so upset. It didn't upset you for the best 2 weeks to mention it. Rachman al-Islan, we see this sometimes between family members. They bring something up from 6 months ago, from a year ago. What? Why are you bringing it up now? Because this new machlokas is an impetus to like throw it all on. It's so human. It's human nature. Right? We're argumentative with this. We just pile it on. So that's says the Goraya. So Bnei Yisrael did here. They have something else to complain about. So you know what? I'll complain about this this as well. That's the what we have to get over. We have to try not to do that. Right, and that's why many times children are saying, "Oh, like, let's just focus on this issue. This one issue in front of us right now without getting, you know, taking everything out of proportion. Just the one issue that's in front of us right now." But Klal Yisrael, at that time, says the Gur Aryeh, brought this up as well. Good. We've got to remember that for Parsha Shir in a couple of months. Ezakishu, we remember these amazing melons that we had in Mitzrayim. Five different melons are listed. Kishur Adichim Rabbi Ami Verbasi Chad Amar Tam Tam Kol Aminim Tam Ubaman Tam Chamesh Zaminim Alolo Tam Ubo. The man tasted like everything except for these five items listed in the Torah. Rashi says because these five items, Rashi says it here and on Chumash, are difficult, are not good for pregnant women and for nursing women. So Hashem didn't want to give the taste of these five items. So you can have everything in the world; it could taste like everything except these five items, and they still complained. V'chad Amar, Tam Kolam. It's exactly like the Chet of Adam. Right? He has every tree. There's only one tree he can't take part of. No, I want that tree. Right? Whatever we can't have, that's what we focus on. V'chad Amar, Tam Kolaminim, Tamu, Tamonu, Mamashon. The other pshat is no. Everything else, they not only taste it, but they also, the texture, the Mamashus, was there too. V'halalu, Tamu, V'la Mamashon. But here, the Tam, they have the Tam, but they don't have the Mamashus. They even had the taste of these items. They just didn't have the texture of it. Oh, I can't believe it. I remember what we had in Mitzrayim. It's like unbelievable. It's hard to imagine. But this is what happened. Weiter. Vehu kizra gad lavan. The man was shaped like a coriander seed, white. The problem is, coriander seeds aren't white. So what does it mean? It was shaped like a gad lavan. Amar Rav Asi, agul kagida. Just means in terms of shape, not in terms of color. Agul kagida. Vilavan kemargalis. And it was white like a pearl. Tanu Rabbanan, Gad shedomeh lezera pishtan, bigiv olin. It was like a seed that was similar to a flax seed in its shell, in its husks. Acher momrim, Gad. What does it mean, Gad? Shedomeh lahagada, shemosheches libo shel adam kemayim. It's domeh to agada, meaning an agarata. It's domeh to like a great story that pulls a person like water. Right? So that's what the mud, it pulled our hearts. Tanya Idach, God, Shemagilem Yisrael, Ibn Tishal Arishav, Ibn Shival Achron. Oh, what does it mean, God? The Mun was able to reveal to us if there was a woman who got divorced and got married a week later and then had a baby 7 months later and you're not sure who the father is. So the Mun was able to tell you who the father was. Why? As we know, whoever got the extra portion for the baby, that's whose house it's supposed to be in. Lavan, and the last one, Lavan, Shemalbin Avonosan Shel Yisrael. White, because it whitens the sins of Israel. What does that mean? Rashi says, on top left, Mitoch Shel Yidogim, Shemalo Yered Mon Lamachar, because they're worried that Mon might not fall tomorrow, they're constantly davening, and they're constantly being mishabi themselves to Hashem. And that's how it is Malbin Avonosan. We could say just Pashin, other Achronim say. No, just like, no, anything we eat affects us, right? If we eat something not kosher, so it's metamtem our lev. If we eat the mun, it's malbin us, even without thinking about the tzarach of tefillah. A big discussion right here is on the second to last line that we just said. And that is, what does the mun do? Wherever the mun falls, that determines whose son it is. What about Loba Shemayimi? What if a Navi comes and tells me what the halacha is? You're not allowed to listen to him, right? The famous Gemara in the Bamitzia. I don't care that a bas kol goes out. Loba Shemayimi. So the mun falling in front of my house tells me that the child belongs here? Lo bashamayimi. So a couple of answers. Says the Maritz Chayis right here, Lo bashamayimi is only about a halacha. A Navi, a Nais, Shamayim can't tell you what the halacha is. But to tell you a reality, so that you can learn from Shamayim. Meaning, this child belongs to this family. It was born to this woman. That you're allowed to get from Shamayim. That's the Maritz Chayis. Suffik in Mitzius that you could get. Just a suffik in Din, you can't. Sorry?
It's like
Yehei
Munach with respect to...
Yehei Munach, right. If somebody would come down, actually Yehoi would come down and tell us whose it is, well, not all of those are reality. Some of those are halachis. Meaning if this is the... I mean, ultimately, I guess everything is reality. Right? Is this usser? Is this treif? But if it's a monetary dispute, you don't know whose it is. But if it's really, you don't know if this was stolen or not, then according to the Svara, that would also be able to help us. I saw the Sharem Sharem Balacha has a different shot. He says, Shiny Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't say Loba Shemayimi against Moshe Rabbeinu. He is Shemayim. He was in Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. You don't say Loba Shemayimi when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mun, which came, is because Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't say Loba Shemayimi in that context. Beautiful answer. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. That was the question, by the way. The question was mentioned by the Tosefos Yom HaKippurim, right? As we mentioned, that he was the one that has this whole long discussion that you shouldn't be able to trust this, and the old Achronim, like we just quoted, they answer this question. We continue. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem Shah Navi, Hayamagalam Yisrael, Masha Bachur and Masha Bistakin, just like a Navi, used to tell B'nai Yisrael what's in the nooks and the crannies, meaning the hidden things, what they have to do, Kachaman, Magalam Yisrael, Masha Bachur and Masha Bistakin. So too the Mun did. What do you mean? Ketzad, similar to what we just said. Shnaim Shabbat Lefnei Moshe Ladin. Ze Omer Avdi Ganafta. Ze Omer Atamachartali. One says, you sold me the evidence. Another one says, no, you stole it. Right, again, expressing your point. This is now a monetary issue, and we're trusting the mun. Right, so trusting the mun here. Armalei Moshe, Dina Leboker Mishpat. We'll see tomorrow morning. Lamacher, Imnimsa, Omaro, Beis Rabo, Rishon, Biaduah, Shezeganavo. If the extra portion is by the first master, so obviously the Evid was stolen. Imnimsa, Omaro, Beis Rabo, Sheini, Biaduah, Shezemacharalo. Fine. V'chenish ve'isha shabala fei Moshe ladin. Ze omer hi sarcha alai. V'hi omer is hu sarach alai. There's a machlokas. Who ruined the marriage? Who ruined the marriage? And therefore, does he have to divorce her with a ksuba or without a ksuba? That's the machlokas. Amar la Moshe. Moshe says dina leboker mishpat. Let's see tomorrow. Lamachar. Question about the girsa here. We have one girsa and the Bach has the opposite girsa. Let's go with the Bach's girsa. The Bach says, Im nimsa umra bebeis baila, if the extra portion is found in the husband's house, biyadua shu sarech aleha. You know, it's his fault. Why? Because the mun's still there, as if to say, mister, you still have to support your wife, right? You know, I'm giving you this extra portion, so you still have to support your wife, right? Or if you divorce, you got to give her the ksuba. But nimsa umra bebeis aviyah, if you find a portion in her father's house, so what does that show? It's the father's job right now. Biadua shehi sarcha alav, you know that she was the one that ruined the marriage, period. K'sivubura, and you can work out the other girsa also, but that was just one girsa. K'sivubura, this hatal al hamachan elayla, yirid hamana love, when the tal, the dew fell down in the machaneh. The man fell on it. So that sounds like the man fell in the machaneh. V'ksiv, v'yatza ha'am v'latu. The am went out to gather. V'ksiv, shatu ha'am v'latu. Go far out. So three psukim. The man fall in, right outside, or very far. Ha'kesad, it depends. Tzadikim yared al pesach bateyam. The tzadikim got door-to-door service. The man fell right outside their tent. Beinonim, yatzu v'latu. And Beinonim went out a little bit. Rishayim shatu v'latu. And the Rishayim had to go far, had to go far out. So that's pretty amazing. Everybody knew their spiritual status based on, and what if somebody went up the spiritual ladder, then it fell a little closer tomorrow? So that's the push-up shot. Though maybe one could say, and maybe we'll say this again later, maybe no. The month fell in the same place for everybody. The question is how you looked at it. The tzaddikim focused on it, all positive, such a bracha, it's amazing, it's right here, we're getting it. Even if they had to walk a little bit. But that wasn't a walk, it was like it fell right outside. Look what Hashem's giving them. And the Beinonim had middle, and then the Rishayim were like, even if it fell right outside, oh, they see the five things that it doesn't taste like, and it's so, I can't believe I have to go, it doesn't fall onto my kitchen table, I have to go outside my tent. It was as if it's very far for them. So maybe one could say that it wasn't embarrassing for like, whatever their spiritual status was, but it was a deeper idea. That's not the pshat, but an idea. Vayter. K'siv lechem, k'siv ugos, k'siv v'tachanu. Was it ready-made? Bread? Was it dough? Was it flour? Haketzad? Or was it stalks? Tzadikim lechem, benonim ugos, risham tachnu berechaim. Period. O dachlu bam docha, it was crushed. Am Rabbi Yehuda, am Rabbi Tema, Rechambar bar Chanina, malabi shiur lam Yisrael, im hamon, tachshite nashim. Julep, perfumes, fell with the mun, davar shenidach v'meducha, something that's crushed in a crusher, in a grinder. Right, not there was special presents that fell with them on. Not just food, but it was perfumes. It was herbs that were ground into perfumes for the women. Uvishlu baparur. What does that mean? Cooked. Ulam Reb Chama Malamei Shiyar Lahem LiYisrael Imaman Tzike Kedera. Spices. Spices fell with them on. You didn't need the spices. It tastes like whatever you wanted to. Maybe if you wanted it, you always need more salt, according to some. Right, so certain spices fell. The hey maybe you ain't loving it, oh nidava baboker baboker. So similar. They brought, the Nesiim brought, the Bnei Yisrael brought for the Mishkan every morning. Baboker baboker, my baboker baboker, Amr Shor Manachmeni, Amr Bionasan, midavar sheyared lahem baboker baboker. They brought for the Mishkan from something that fell. That's the word baboker baboker. Meaning, even though the month spoiled every day, if you left it over, but there must be something for the month that didn't. Milame, this teaches us, avanim tovos margalios im haman. Amazing stones fell down with the month. And the Nesiim, this also Rashi quotes, brought the special Avnei HaShoam, Tana Nesiim Amish. Some say it means Nesiim Amish, meaning clouds. It came, like it says, with the man, it came with the clouds, it was brought, and then they brought those Avnei Shoam to the Mishkan. Period. Here's the Chazal. We've already alluded to it already a few times on the daf. But the Pasuk says, the man tasted like something mixed with oil. Lashad, from the word lush. Mixed with oil, kneaded with oil. Am Rabbi Yavo, ma shade ze. So also lashad can mean from the word shade of a woman. Ma shade ze, tinok toim bakama ta'amim. Just like a baby, when a baby nurses, he tastes all the delicious tastes in the world. When he nurses from his mother, af haman, calls man she Yisrael, ochlen oso, motzien bo, kama ta'amim. When everybody Yisrael ate, they had all the different types of tastes. Whatever they wanted, all different types of taste. Big shy, three quick points. Number one, did they taste macholas asuros if they wanted it? Did they taste that? So some achronim say, yes, they did. Because the taste of macholas asuros is not a problem. It's just the actual macholas asuros. How do you know from the Gemara in Chulin? Remember that Gemara in Chulin? For everything that's asur in the world, there's something mutter in the world. Right? And the Gemara says, right, for nida, there is, for dama of a yoledes, and for eshes ish, there's grusha b'chaye baila, and for basa b'chalav, there's the udders of a cow. Everything mutter, there's something mutter. So you see, the taste is not a problem. Taste is not a problem. So it must be that it could have tasted like machalas asuros. Okay, but others don't say that. What if you weren't thinking anything? What did it taste like? You were just eating without thinking. See the bali mutter, so it didn't taste like anything. If you think about something, then it could taste like something. If you don't think, it doesn't taste like anything. It just tastes bland. What bracha did they make on the mun? What bracha did they make on the mun? So some say, Amotzi lechem min hashamayim. Right? Others say there was no bracha. Right? A bracha is about getting ready to be in the spiritual state. They were in the spiritual state. They didn't need to make a bracha on the mun. Others say, was it possible? What bracha they make? It was possible of a kistin, where they come a suz on it. Big discussion in the Achronim. Okay. Either way, Hilchas al Mashicha. We don't really, need to know about this. Just one other amazing statement from the Chidah. The Chidah writes in the Pnei David, his commentary on Chumash, in Beshalach, the Pasuk says in Beshalach that Moshe Rabbeinu told them on Erev Shabbos, you have to prepare before Shabbos, bake it and cook it and do everything, because tomorrow is Shabbos. What do they have to do with the mun? It tastes like whatever they wanted. So what they have to, what, I want roast chickens. I got to prepare it before Shabbos. I'll think about that tomorrow. Says the Chidah, it must be that because the thinking was the preparation, you weren't allowed to think about it on Shabbos. You had to think about it before Shabbos. Unbelievable. Chiddush nifla. Thinking about it is considered, you have to, I don't know. That's the Chidah. The other answer that one could give is based on something that the Gemara says later on. The mun, you can do whatever you want with. Just like the Gemara says later, that the mun, they didn't have to go to the bathroom for the mun. They had to go to the bathroom. It was from the food that they bought from the other merchants in the desert. That were the other nations. So that must be what we're talking about here. If you have any other food, the mun you think about. That's a chiddush gadol to say that's meleches machsheves asher Torah. The ultimate in machsheves. But that's the chidah. Weiter. Eat ikad amri l'shad mamish. So obviously it means literally l'shad. Ma shad shade zem is hamech l'kama. L'shad from the word shade, like a demon. Ma shade zem is hamech l'kama gvanim. Just like a demon can take on different forms. Af haman mishapech l'kama ta'amim. So to the man can be different tastes. Period. Vayomer Moshe b'seis Hashem lachem ba'erev basar le'echol uvelechem ba'boker lisboa. So now we're getting into the slav. Right, the mun fell in the morning, and the meat that they complained about, the slav fell at night. Tana mishpeh de Yishuv ben Karcha, basar sheshalu shaloka hogan, meat which they complained about, they asked inappropriately, because they had plenty of animals, what did they complain about? Nitan l'shaloka hogan, so it was given to them at night, at a time when they didn't have time to prepare it. Lechem sheshalu kahogan, nitan l'shaloka hogan, the mun which they asked properly for, why they asked properly? They also complained about it. The answer is because you can't live without bread. So it's more understandable that you complained about bread. Meat, you had meat, and you don't need meat to live. So that's why Hashem gave it to them in the morning with enough time to prepare it. Kema mikan limda tar derech eretz, shlo yochal adam basar ela balayla. This shows that you should eat meat at night. Doesn't mean really at night, right? Because that's when it fell for Am Yisrael. You need to prepare it beforehand. But you eat it at night. V'yomer Abaya haiman d'islei sudasa lo le'echlo ela b'yamama. I should eat it by day, like we had earlier, right? So you could see. Ke'en yamama kamrinan. It means ke'en yamama, which means, well, have a light, have a torch, have a candle. You should always eat while you can see it. Amar v'achamar Yaakov, b'tchila Yisrael domin k'tarne golim. Originally, the Jews were like chickens. Shemenakrin ba'ashpa. That they were menaker, they were pecking in the garbage all day. Asher b'moshe v'kavalem zman suda. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them, you have zman suda. You have bread here, and you have a meat here. It's amazing. What does it sound like? They used to be snacking all day. Picking and snacking, which is so not good. Until you eat your meals. Don't snack in between. It's mamish in the Gemara. They used to be domin latarna golem shemenachrin v'ashpa. That's what we are. We go into the kitchen, we have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, in between meals. But it's derech eretz, just eat the meals. Habasar odena ben shinehem. The meat of the surprise was still between their teeth, if you remember when the plague occurred. V'ksiv ad chodesh yamim. So some people, it says, died right away when the meat was between their teeth, and others, it took a month. HaKetzad, the story there in Baloscha, Beinonim la'alter, Mesu, Rishaim, Mitztarin, right, the Tzadikim weren't punished. The Beinonim died right away, they didn't suffer. Rishaim, Mitztarin, V'hochin ha'chodesh yamim, period. Vayishtechu, there it says there, they spread it out. What does that mean? Amrei Shlokash, Altikri Vayishtechu, Ela Vayishchatu. Switch around the letters a little bit. Shechted, melamechin is chayvus on esha yisro shchita. Means that the Jews really were chayiv there. They complain enough already with the complaining. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything. Totally kfui tova. Shatoach, it says, vayishcholam shatoach. Tana mishay der bishu ben karcha. Al tikri shatoach ela shachut. Same thing, switch the letters. Melamechin, yar lam li yisrael imamon, dover shaton shchita. Something fell with the man that needed shchita. That's the illusion. Right, that's the illusion. And that's what Rashi explains, that the slav needed shchita. Amar Rebbe, v'chimi kanat alamein. What? This illusion is the source that you have to shecht chickens? Right? Fish don't need shechting. Grasshoppers don't need shechting. But you have to shecht chickens and birds. You know it from this illusion, from shachut and shatoach. We know it from elsewhere. Vayamter aleihem ka'afar she'er. Right? The afar, it fell. Vayamter, it rained to them, meat like dust. Ukechol yamim of kanaf. Vitani Rebbe Omer, Vizavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, you shall shecht like you are commanded. Melamech, and it's Tava Moshe, Alaveshev Alakane, Al Rov Echad Bof, Al Rov Shnai, Bebehema. So we know from the Pasuk of Kasher Tzivisicha, that's the source for Shechit in the Torah. So what do you need this Pasuk for? So Ela, Hashem, tomorrow we'll have to start, when I'm talking right now, we'll start with the first Taz in Yoredeya that talks about that Pasuk. Ela Matam Alomar Shatoach. Shatoach means something else. Miyamech Shalar Lahen, Mashtichin, Mashtichin. Layers and layers of slough fell on them. A ton. Tons of slough fell on them. Because Baruch Hu was showing it to them and giving it to them and then punishing them. Period. More mon discussion. Ksiv lechem, ksiv shemen. Ksiv dvash. All three. Amar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, lina are, it made it naturally, it tasted like whatever was good for the age of the person. Lina arim lechem, bread's good for them. Lizakenim shemen. Litinokas dvash. Whatever the person would enjoy. Ksiv slav, the karinan slav, right? You, without nekudos, you could have read it as a shin. So what does that mean? Amar Chanina, tzadikim ochlen oso b'shalva. The tzadikim ate it from the shin, shalva. And Risham ochlen oso v'domolem kisilvin. But the Risham ate it that it was like poison and thorns for them. It was thorns. And that's, right, that's how the plague happened. Again, you could say, what does this mean? It means thorns because they looked at it and it was thorns for them. It was terrible. They always had that negative outlook, like we said before. Barava, there are four types of slav, of quail. Veiluhein, sichli, vikivli, and pisioni, vislav. Ma'alia tekulu, sichli. Garia tekulu, slav. The best and the worst. Vahavi kitsi porta. And it is like a little bird. Umosvina la batanura. It's so fatty that when you take it and you put it into an oven, v'tafach, and it gets so bloated from its fat, v'havi mali tanura, it could fill the oven, umaskina le atle sarife. And if you would put it on top of a 13 chalas, one on top of another, even the bottom one, the fat would drip down so much, v'achrona in an achelas ade tarovas. The bottom one would be so fatty, you wouldn't be able to eat it without a dip, without mixing it with something else. So fatty. Period. Rav Yehuda mishtakach le beidani. Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda, got special slough from Hashem. He used to find it in between the barrels. Rav Chisda mishtakach le beitzivi. He found it between the twigs. Rav Amaisili Arise kol yoma. And Rav's sharecropper used to bring him slough every day. Yom Echalo Aisi. One day, he didn't bring it. Amar Mai, he says, what's going on here? Salak le igra, he went up to the roof. Shamili Yanuka to Amar, he heard a child learning. Shamati Vatirgas Bitzni, I heard, and my beten was Barogez. He says, oh, that's a sign that something's the matter. Amar Shmamino Anoch Nafshid Rav Chisda. It must be that Rav Chisda, his father-in-law, was Nifter, Ubadil Rabba, and that's why, because Ubadil Rabba, and because of this, Achil Tamida. And because of the Rebbe, the Talmud was eating, right? What does it say? Rashi, Bischus HaRav HaYochel HaTalmud. This quail had come to the Talmud all these years, and now, today it didn't come because the Rebbe was Nifter. But again, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives special Hashgacha to certain these Amoraim, and Slav is a special gift. In the Midbar, it was a gift for some, and it was a terrible punishment for the others, but everything in life could be a gift if we look at it like that. Period. V'taksiv atal v'shechmas atal. A layer of dew fell. V'ksiv uberevis atal. So, did the dew fall first or second? Am Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Tal milamala v'tal milamata. V'doma kemushimunach b'kufsa. The first Ziploc bag in history, right here, is in the desert. Hashem made the tal fall underneath and on top. Imagine if food falls into sand in the desert. It's gross. You can't eat it. You can't get the sand off. Hashem made a layer of dew fall under the mon, on top of the mon. It was a nice, amazing package that we were able to go out and collect. Right? This, of course, is one of the three sources, also one of the three reasons why we cover the challahs. One of them is zecher to the mon. Just like the mon was covered, so too the challahs are covered. The Torah quotes three reasons in Hilchos Shabbos. A little bit more. Dak mechuspas, it was very thin. Amar Ish Lakish, Dabar Shenimoach, Alpisas Yad. That also means, from Dakmach Lispas, something that melts on the palm of your hand. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Davar Shenivla, Bimasayim Va'arboim B'shmone Evarim. Something that gets absorbed in your whole body. In your 248 limbs. It gets absorbed, meaning, as we'll see soon, you don't have to go to the bathroom. Mechuspas, so, and why do we say 248? Because Mechuspas is Gematria, 248. Says the Gemara, Mechuspas, Tuvahavi. No, it's not. It's 254. It's six more. So Amar Nachman Yisrael, Mechuspas Ksiv, it's spelled without the Vav. That's why it's 248, and you are able to have it there. Tana Rabbanan, last point for today. Lechem Abirim Achal Ish, the Lechem of Abirim. Who are Abirim that people ate? Lechem Shemalachei Ashari Zochlen Oso, the Rebbe Kiva. It's the bread that angels eat. That's the mon. Ukshinimru Advar Mavir Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Lam Su, the Imru Lo Ala Akiva. Akiva to Isa. Akiva, you made a mistake. V'chimalachei Ashari Zochlen Lechem, did they eat bread at all? Valuk Farnem, or Lechem Lo Achalti Mayim Lo Shasisi. Which means when Moshe was in the world of Malachim, he didn't eat. Elamani Makayim Abirim Lechem Shenivla B'Masayim Arbaim B'Shmon Evarim. It means Abirim from the word Evarim. It gets absorbed into your limbs. Elamani Makayim V'Yasei Tiel Achal Azeinecha. So what does it mean, the mitzvah of bringing a shovel to dig holes outside the camp so that you could put your waste in the holes? Dvarim Shetagari Umos Olam Ochren Osam Lahem. The items that they buy from the other nations, but not the... not the mun. The mun gets absorbed into their limbs. Okay, we're in the middle, but we have to stop here. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the next amud, which is also about the mun. Also about the mun. These 2 days are mun discussions here in Dafyomi land. Okay, we'll stop here.